Chapter 10, Section 3, Among the Sages. Although Jesus was God himself, he chose to enter the human race as a baby. It must have been quite an experience for Joseph and Mary to raise this child. Jesus was sinless. Even as a youngster, he never became impatient, never talked back or threw a temper tantrum. Little is told of Jesus' younger years, but one story was recorded about him at the age of 12.
Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom.
According to Jewish culture, at puberty, a boy became a full member of the religious community. As such, he had all the privileges and responsibilities accorded to a young man. As Joseph and Mary took the customary trip to Jerusalem, Jesus' coming of age could not have been far from their minds. With the feast over, everyone headed home. Though we don't know all the details of the trip, we can imagine how the events unfolded. Probably the folks from Nazareth all traveled together for company and mutual safety. Because the children walked slower, they, along with the women and some of the men, left early in the morning to get a head start. The rest of the men would have stayed behind for last-minute visiting and then headed out to catch up with the rest of the group at dusk.
After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Luke 2:41-44.
You can picture Mary leaving at sunrise. Jesus was nowhere in sight, but she wasn't alarmed. Jesus was at the age when he was expected to be a man. He would be hanging back with the others as they visited in the temple complex. No doubt he was with Joseph. At the very thought, Mary smiled with satisfaction. And what a wonderful young man he was. She was glad he could take the extra time to listen to the wise men in the temple. Dusk fell as Joseph arrived at the prearranged spot along with the other men. They'd had a good day, too, filled with learning. They had spent their extra time listening to the scholarly men of the temple teach God's word. Then they had discussed the teaching en route as they hurried to catch up with the women. His only regret was that Jesus hadn't remained with him. After all, he was at that age when he was expected to shoulder the responsibilities of a young man. He could have learned so much, but obviously he had gone on ahead with Mary and the rest of the children. He must remind Jesus that he was growing up. It wasn't often that he had to do that. Come to think of it, he couldn't remember ever reminding Jesus about anything. Then Joseph spotted Mary. Both were all smiles.
Did you have a good day?
Yeah, great.
Did Jesus enjoy himself?
Jesus? The smiles disappeared.
I thought...
Yes, but I thought...
Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him.
The search must have been frantic. Oh no, we've lost the Son of God! They searched all the places a normal boy might be found. The sweets section of the market was thoroughly checked, and local construction sites were turned inside out to see if he had lingered to watch. In desperation, Joseph retraced his footsteps. The last he had seen of Jesus was in the temple.
After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
Jesus was right where he was supposed to be, doing what both Joseph and Mary had wished him to do. There was only one difference. Instead of being instructed by the temple wise men, Jesus was doing the teaching. No, he wasn't delivering a lecture, but the penetrating questions, the profoundness of his own understanding, the depth of his answers did not go unnoticed. Indeed, the temple sages were hanging on to every word. The Bible says the learned men were astonished. No wonder. They were listening to God himself. Who wouldn't be dumbfounded in a discussion with the creator of the universe? The learned men weren't the only ones speechless. The Bible says Joseph and Mary were astonished and, no doubt, much relieved. They found their tongues quick enough.
When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
Jesus asked them a question. You'd sort of expect that of God.
"Why were you searching for me?" he asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?
This wasn't a sassy retort. Jesus was simply saying that he was right where a child should be, at home, in his Father's house. He was referring to God the Father. It was a gentle reminder to his earthly parents of who he really was.
But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Luke 2:44-52.
Stop and think for a moment. What would be your preference? Listen to a concert on the radio or attend a live performance? In the first case, you only hear words and music. In the latter, you not only hear, but you see the whole concert in exhilarating motion and vivid color. It is much more meaningful to be there. We have seen that over the centuries, God honored those who believed his spoken word. Now we see the word take on human flesh and come to the earth. The Bible says this about Jesus.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. John 1:1-3. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'" John 1:14-15.
Jesus is God in concert, live. God's coming to earth was just another step in the process of man becoming better acquainted with him. This step was very significant. Think of it this way. You see a bulldozer clearing a road, but in its path lies an anthill. You know the ants are about to be destroyed, but what can you do about it? The only answer would be to become an ant and warn them, the way ants warn each other about impending danger. So it is with man. What better way for God to communicate with us than to become one of us? Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us.